Their first album kicked off the country rock sound of the 70s, but by the time they got around to their third studio album, the Eagles wanted to emphasize the rock. And it was the start of their transition when On the Border was released on this date, March 22nd, 1974. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
The Eagles felt like they had something to prove, and in turn butted heads with their producer Glenn Johns, who produced their self-titled debut and their second album, Desperado. He wanted to keep them country rock and semi-acoustic, and after recording just a pair of songs, the band fired Johns. To go further down the rock road, the band hired Bernie Ledden's friend and recent East Coast transplant, Don Felder, to play a slide guitar solo, and were so impressed that the next day, Glenn Frey offered to make him a full-time member of the band. He took his time before accepting, as he was playing Stephen Stills' guitar portions for David Crosby and Graham Nash, but Nash was the one who told him to take the gig. He'd re-enter the studio with the rest of the band, and the new five-person lineup quickly hit the road to support the album, which would reach number 17 and give them a top 40 hit in Already Gone, and their very first number one single with Best of My Love, a song recorded, ironically, when Johns was still the producer of the band. Their new direction would lead towards the following year's One of These Nights, their first album to reach the top of the charts. They would start recording the album as a country rock foursome, but the Eagles would gain a new member and be on their way to rock superstardom when On the Border was released on this date, March 22nd, 1974, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.